Proclamation number 2403 of 10 July 1942. Divine spiritual work. Fight against lies and error. The Spirit of God descends from bright heights to bring light into the darkness of the earth. And he fills the hearts of those who desire to walk in the light and want to pass it on. To walk in the light means to be knowledgeable, to be in the eternal truth, to be in the right mind and to receive divine wisdom. So the Spirit of God always and constantly shares the truth from God with people. He enlightens them and gives them knowledge in all areas and answers to all spiritual questions. The Spirit from God never errs, but gives the eternal truth in a clearly understandable way to people who desire to receive the truth. And there are no limits to this reception, for divine gift can be received without limit since it is something perfect, and a limitation or restriction is never in harmony with perfection. However, divine spiritual activity can only manifest itself where a person strives towards perfection, for this is a prerequisite that the being is seriously concerned with coming close to the eternal deity, who therefore consciously strives for a state which excludes imperfections and faults. The will to become perfect is therefore the first condition if the Spirit of God is to be poured out on the human being. And the human being must now allow this will to become active and endeavor to live a way of life that is desired by God. He must live a life of love and closeness to God. He must fight all bad instincts, strive for all that is divine and good, and thus shape himself such that he becomes a receiving vessel of the divine spirit, that its working encounters no obstacle and it can pour out in all fullness into the vessel that opens up to him, into the heart of the person striving for perfection, who longs for wisdom from God. The Spirit of God works everywhere and unmistakably where man consciously wants to serve God, because God needs bearers of truth on earth who offer to pass on the truth. Only a few people recognize the significance of this task, and therefore only a few people offer themselves to God for this service, and again the will must decide to serve of its own accord. This willingness to serve results in the bestowal of favors which the human being can hardly measure, for God's love seizes him and trains him for a task which is of immense importance. 10/7/1942. The fight against the lie, against error on earth is to be waged, and in its place the pure truth from God is to be spread among men. For this purpose error has to be eliminated, and therefore first recognized as error. And this, in turn, is only possible if truth is confronted with error, i.e. truth can displace the lie. The truth must speak for itself in such a way that the error is gladly surrendered for it. The lie and the error belong to earth, but the truth comes from above and has to be conveyed to earth, and this by willing beings who serve God. In the same way, however, truth must be received on earth by people who are willing to serve. Only the subordination of the will to divine will results in the fact that the strength from God, his spirit, can flow from being to being and therefore also to earth. And this influx of strength manifests itself in the human being as increased knowledge, as realization of the eternal deity. The human being is introduced to divine truth, and this through the Spirit from God, which descends upon those people who longingly and believingly desire the working of the Spirit for the purpose of enlightening those people who are still completely ignorant. Amen.